I'm going to tell you straight up again. I was on vacation last week, as you know. And so I watched from a distance as Republicans took a victory lap for a bill that more Democrats voted for than Republicans in both houses. A bill that will add $4 trillion to our debt between now and January 2025, when magically on the 2nd of January 2025, the debt limit will be raised again. This is a win. This is what a win looks like. My next guest thinks so. So I'm just going to say it. We're probably not going to agree, but prove me wrong is what I'll say to Mark Goldwine, Senior Vice President and Senior Policy Director at the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. Mark, good to have you here.
Well, thanks for having me.
Responsible federal budget would be reducing spending to pre-COVID and pandemic spending levels. That'd be responsible. Returning it to, say, 2010 levels would be responsible. Continuing this ridiculous spending spree, I'm sorry, it's not responsible to me. And I don't think most Americans buy this. But you think that it's something that builds momentum on deficit reduction. Deficit's not really the problem. The debt is the problem, Mark, in my estimation. But tell me how I'm wrong.
Well, look, you need to slow down before you turn around. Of course, I would have liked more savings. Of course, I would like them to have looked at more than 11% of the budget, because we need to get health care costs under control and the cost of retirement programs. And, we need to be finding waste in the Defense Department. But compared to where we were headed, this is a pretty good start. We've been growing discretionary spending, meaning the appropriators have been spending year over year, 6%, 8%. This puts it at a freeze, actually a bit below, and then limits it to 1%. Again, I would have gone further if I was king, but I wasn't king, and neither was Speaker McCarthy. It's a divided government, and this is a pretty good starting point.
Nothing ever changes, Mark. I mean, it's nice and all, but nothing ever changes. Oh, we've got to get spending under control. Oh, we're going to spend. Nothing ever changes. The debt's $31.5 trillion. By the time this mess is over, it'll be $35.5 trillion. Oh, and the debt ceiling automatically increases. How convenient. So really, we're on our way to $40 trillion in debt. Do we ever pay the bill? Do we ever?
Okay.
Or does it just not matter?
We could eliminate the Defense Department. We could eliminate all this discretionary appropriation. It wouldn't stop the debt from growing. The day we decided the debt was going to keep growing was when the president said at the State of the Union, we're not going to touch Social Security and Medicare, and everybody stood up and applauded. So that's the root of this. If we don't address the major drivers of the debt, or if we're not going to raise taxes a whole lot,
we're going to be bankrupt, Mark. We are bankrupt. We are the poorest country in the world. You can say what you want, but at $31.5 trillion of debt, we are the poorest country on the planet, on our way to a debt crisis like was happened in Greece and Portugal and other smaller countries. You know, in Greece, the government came in and took half of the savings of many of its citizens to help pay off its debt. Why would I believe that's not going to happen in America?
Look, you're talking to the head of policy at the Committee for Responsible Federal Budget. All we do is worry about the national debt. If I could snap my fingers and have the perfect policy, I would. But to take no loaf instead of half a loaf or a quarter loaf is a huge mistake. This is a turning point where we go from raising spending 6-8% a year to slowing it to 1% a year. And that's a pretty tremendous improvement.
Well, when do we start having a reduction in our debt?
Well, what we really need to do, here's the God honest truth. We don't need to reduce our debt. We just need to stop growing so much so that our economy can catch up. The problem is we're nowhere close to that because Congress is not ready to have an adult conversation over the real drivers of the debt. And that is not the discretionary budget. It's good we're limiting discretionary, but that's not the driver of the debt. The driver of the debt is our health and retirement programs. Until there's an adult conversation about that, we are never going to truly get our debt under control.
So until we raise the retirement age for Social Security, which in the 1930s was set at the age of 65, right? 62 is the early retirement age, 65, full retirement, 67 benefit. The fact of the matter is, until we start raising the age to collect Social Security, and start addressing some of these issues, none of this is going to change, not now and not ever. We'll be $50 trillion in debt. We'll pay the majority of our federal budget to interest by the time I reach the end of my actuarial table, won't we?
Well, I'll tell you something. Right now, the federal government is spending more in interest than everything it spends on kids.
That's my point.
Pay for the faster, better future. In 5 years, we're going to be spending more in interest than we spend on defense. And so you're identifying the problem exactly right. But look, even raising the retirement age, that's not going to solve this by itself. We need a all-of-the-above approach. And a piece of that approach is what we just did, is limiting our appropriations. The next piece needs to be
These idiots don't care. Mark Goldwyn is the Senior Vice President, Senior Policy Director, Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. These idiots don't care. They only care about their next election cycle. These idiots in Washington care about their next election cycle, and the people that are actually doing the work behind the scenes, they're all, you know, political zealots anyway. Oh, we should be a socialist country, which, let's be honest, Mark, if we don't get this thing back under control completely, we will be a socialist country because that's where we'll end up. I'll give you the last word.
Well, it's our job to make them care. It's our job to make it painful to add to the deficit and to reward them for reducing it. And as I said before, the core of that needs to be serious reforms to Social Security and Medicare.
Fair enough. Mark Goldwyn, Senior Vice President, Senior Policy Director for the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. I don't like it. You like it better than what we could have had. Okay, we'll agree to that. Mark, thank you.
All right. Thanks as always.
Greatly appreciate it. I think it's a mess. I can't disagree with his position. I don't know if it could have been any better. That's how sad it is. These morons in Washington will sell you down the river so they can have a few shingles in their own pocket. I digress. Sports after this.
Tomorrow is happening right now. Today, more than ever, the world needs safe, secure, sustainable, and affordable sources of energy. That's why Enbridge is advancing new technologies to reduce emissions, like carbon capture and hydrogen power. By putting in the work today, we're bridging to a cleaner energy future. Tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.